Chavbez Amad Aleph it is. Here we go. Va'omer of Kahana. Second line down. Darush Rabbi Nosan, Darush of Nosan Bar Menyumi Mishmeid Rav Tanchum. Ma'idich Siv, what does it say in the Pasuk? Va'habor Reik. The pit that they threw Yosef into. It was empty. Ein boy mayim. There was no water. Famous Gemara. Mimash Mishan Amar Va'habor Reik. From the fact that it says the bar was empty. Ein yadeish, ein boy mayim. Don't I know that there's no water in it? So Elamata would lemmer ain by mayim. What does that have to say that there was no water? They teach you mayim ain by. They teach you that there was no water. Avon the choshim akravim yeish by. But they teach you that there was snakes and scorpions. So this Gemara, what does it have to do with anything? They say that the reason why it's back to back with the previous Gemara is because. Now the real reason is because the names are a similar, it's a similar chain of names. That's the real reason. But people say that the reason why it's over here is to tell you that the brothers did not know that there were snakes and scorpions inside the pit. And why not? Because it was more than 20 amas deep. So they were showing you that you can't see something over 20 amas. That's what people, it's more of a Hasidic pshat. The real reason is because it's just the same chain of names. I think it's a Hasidic pshat. Okay. Continuing on. I'm not saying whether they knew or not. That's a machlekas rishonim. But to say why the names are back to back. Why this vort is over here. Okay. Amar Rabba, Ner Chanukah mitzvah halanicha betefach asmucha lepesach. By Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah is to put it but within one tefach of your door. Where do you put it? On the right side of the door. On the left side of the door. So that your Ner Chanukah will be on the left side and the mezuzah will be on the right side. Okay. Amar of Yehuda, Amar of Asi. Also, lahartzus mo'is k'neged Ner Chanukah. It is prohibited to count money with by the light of the Ner Chanukah. Ki amrisu k'meid Shmuel amar li v'chi ner kedusha yesh ba. But Shmuel says, why? Well, there's a kedusha in the Ner. You can't borrow the Ner. Maskevler Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef says, well, with using that svara, v'chi dam kedusha yesh ba. But does blood? In other words, he was saying like it's more of a belittling type of use to count money within that light. Why can't you count money? So he says, is there kedusha? So he says, well, look at the halachas by covering over blood. When you shecht an animal, like a chay, like a deer or a giraffe, or much more common, when you shecht a bird, such as a chicken, the halacha is you must do kisoy hadam, which is a mitzvah that we do every year, every day for those who shech chickens, but for those who only shech chickens once a year, so you do the mitzvah by Erev Yom Kippur when you shech the chicken for the kaparas. Says the Gemara, V'chidam, good morning, V'chidam, kedusha yesh boy. Does dam have any kedusha? The Tanya, we have a brayso which says v'shafach v'kisa. You should go ahead. You should pour the blood of v'kisa, and you should cover the blood. V'mashe shafach yichasa. The same way you poured it, you should cover it. Shelo yichasenu beregel, so that you should not cover over the blood with your foot. Kick dirt on it. Shelo yehi mitzvahs bezuyas alav, because we don't want it to be that it's a disgrace for the mitzvahs when you cover them. So that's the pshat. The vart isn't that you shouldn't go ahead and use it. The vart isn't that you shouldn't, there's no kedusha in it. But nevertheless, you don't do it in an improper way. You don't kick dirt on for your mitzvah. So hachanami, so to over here, even according to those opinions that say that it is permitted to go ahead and get hana'ah from those lights, nevertheless, hachanami shelo yehi mitzvahs bezuyas alav, it's still, you can't do something bizarre. You want to use the lights for, you want to use the lights, even if you hold that it's mutter, nevertheless, you can't do a bizoyan type of tashmish with it. Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. They asked from Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. We're about halfway down Chav Beis Amar Aleph. Bo'imine Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Mahu lihistapek minuya sukkah kol shiva. Are you allowed to go ahead and get hana from the decorations that you put up in the sukkah during Kol Shiva, during the 7 days of Sukkot. Like, for example, those who put up different types of grapes or different types of fruit. Can you take down a fruit and eat it? Amar Le, Hari Amru, they said, Asu Lahartzis Mos, Kenegin Ner Chanukah. He said, listen, didn't we just learn that it is prohibited to count money by the Ner Chanukah because of a Bizoy Mitzvah? So to buy Noy Sukkah. During Sukkot, you cannot use Chanukah, you cannot use the Noy Sukkah. Amar Rabbi Yosef, Morid Avram, which is an expression like, if you think these expressions nowadays are a new thing, like holy, whatever. Morid Avram, master of Avram, it means like, it's totally Tanya, but like that, what type of answer is that? You answered a question which has a brisa talking directly about it. So Tali Tanya, you explain something that's already taught in a brisa, Bidaloi Tanya, with something that's not taught in a brisa, with something that was just stated over here in Masechta Shabbos by an Amira. Sukkah Tanya. Sukkah was already, there's already a brisa about it. And Chanukah Latanya, Chanukah, there's no brisa about it. We asked you about Chanukah, we asked you about Sukkah, you should have just said there's a brisa. You shouldn't have said, oh, there's an Amira who says something about it. The Tanya, if we have a brisa, which states, it's brought down in Sukkah several times. Sichcha kihilchasa, if somebody makes the Sukkah like it is, like it's supposed to be, he put on the proper schach, and then he starts to decorate it, v'itra b'karamim, and he goes ahead and he decorates it with fancy sheets, u'besadinin ha'mitzuyorin, and those like fancy cloths, and v'sidin ha'mitzuyorin, and fancy sheets that are mitzuyorin, that have pictures on it, v'talaba, and he hangs inside the sukkah, egoizim nuts, a forsaken as peaches, shekedim as almonds, v'rimayim as pomegranates, v'parchile anovim, clusters of grapes, v'atar shel shibolin, and bundles of wheat, yenois, wines, wine in a glass jar. This is actually, if you go to the Bell's Sukkah in Eretz Yisrael, they have chandeliers made out of all these things. And they took this brisa, and they have hanging wines and hanging flour in glass jars. Yenois, ubisamim, ushmanim, sorry, usolosais, oil and flour. Also, lihistapik, man. It is prohibited to go ahead and get hana from them during Sukkot. Ad moitzoi yamtif ha'achron shel chag, until moitzi shmini atzeres. But if when putting it up, you made a tenai that I'm going to take it down during Sukkot, then I call it a tenai. Everything depends on your tenai. So we see that there was a brisa about this. He should have answered that there's a brisa, not that there's Chanukah. So he answered, Elam Rav Yosef, avuan dekul hu dam. The pshat in all of them is, like we said, this halacha, that this gzeres hakosov that about blood, that you're not allowed to go ahead and get hana, you're not allowed to go ahead and misuse the blood. There's a lot of raid exactly. I think if I remember correctly, there's two dinim about this, but two dinim to answer it. But we'll just stick with Gemara Rashi over here. All right, the Gemara continues. Itmar. Rav Amar Ein Madlikin Miner Lener Ushmul Amar Madlikin. One is not permitted to go ahead and take one Ner number 3, and use it to light Ner number, the next Ner, either 4 or 2, depends on which way you're going. You're not allowed to do that. Ushmul Amar, no. You are allowed to Madlikin. You are allowed to light from one Ner to the other. And we say that you shouldn't do it. I mean, we have Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you're lighting from one Ner to the next Ner, then maybe, yeah. This is also a nidun. You do not take off tzitzis from one talus and put it on a new talus. Reason is because we don't want you to. Anyone's doing embarrassing, but it's a bizoyan to the first talus. Now, this is only if the first talus is still usable. But if the first talus is not usable, then you are allowed to do that. It's brought down in the halacha. Shmuel Amar, no. Matirin mibeket lebeket. You are allowed to take off tzitzis from an old talus and put them on a new talus. Third halacha, Rav Amar Ein halacha k'Rabbi Shimon begreira. The halacha does not follow Rabbi Shimon with regards to greira, which is the halacha that a person, and we're about to bring it down, a person is not allowed to drag, or Rabbi Shimon knows you are allowed, to drag a bench on Shabbos, so long as his intention is, in other words, this is the halacha of Davar She'eino Miskaven, that when a person does something on Shabbos without having kavana, even though there is a chance that something else will happen, it is nevertheless mutter for him to do it, so long as it's not over, say, an 80% chance of it happening. As long as it's not over an 80% chance, then it's mutter for him to do it. So, for example, let's say he wants to pull a paper towel, and some of the time it rips, some of the time it doesn't rip. So, if there's less than an 80% chance of it ripping, if there's less than an 80% chance of it ripping, he's allowed to do it. If it's 50-50, you're allowed to do it. Yeah.
Anudaraisa.
Yeah.
Good.
Dover Shayna Miskavin. Are we passing like that? What's a common example for the Araisa? I mean, dragging a bench is a good example. I don't know how often we drag benches. Dragging a bench on a dirt on, in your backyard. If it's not 50-50, if it's 50-50, then it's going to make a... And it's going to make a scratch. It depends on hundreds of factors. So nobody can tell. It's still mutter. Rav Amar the halacha does not follow that. Rav is machmer. Ein halacha garbi shimon begreira. Shmuel Amar halacha garbi shimon begreira. Amar Abaye, kol mili demar. Everything of mar. Now mar for Abaye was Rabba. Komila Demar is Ovid Kirav. He did like Rav. Labar Mahanitlas, except for these three things that we just mentioned now. The Ovid Kishmuel, that he did like Shmuel. Madlika Miner Lener. Umatirin Mibegit Lebegit. Vahalach Rabbi Shimon Begreira. The Tanya, what's this halach Rabbi Shimon? Rabbi Shimon Emer Geira Adam, a person is allowed to drag a bench on Shabbos, Mita Kise Visafsal, a bed, a chair, or a bench. Ubavachli is Kavan Lasishkhov. It's on a floor, a dirt floor, even if there's a big possibility that it will make a scratch in the ground, which will be a problem because of Chayresh. Ubavachli is Kavan, as long as he doesn't have that intention. Lasishkhov. As long as he doesn't have that intention, it's still Mutter. Yosef Haumei Rabbanan Kamei de Rav Adar Bar Ahava. A certain Rav was sitting in front of Rav Adar Bar Ahava Yosef Ka'amar Taimed the Rav, and he was saying over the reasoning of Rav is Mishum Bizuya Mitzvah. It's the problem is because of, what's the reason of Rav speaking, focusing specifically on the first case, that he prohibits you from taking one Nair and using it to light a second Nair? It's because it's embarrassing to the, degrading maybe, for the mitzvah to go ahead, a bizui mitzvah, to go ahead and take one, you see, the way we're going to do it is the candles are going to stay in their place. You're going to take a regular candle, light the first, nair, you're gonna light the shamash with that first candle, and then use the shamash to light the second candle. It's a bizui, it's a degradation to the mitzvah to light a different candle, and that's why it's aser. But if you could, according to this opinion, if you could somehow have a long wick and light candle number two from candle number one, that would be mutter. Amar lehu, he said to him, lo yisa tzitzu leh, don't listen to him, that's not the pshat. Time of the rav is mishum dekom makhish mitzvah. The reason is because it looks like, not that it's degrading to the mitzvah, but rather because it's makhish the mitzvah. It looks as if you are taking away from the mitzvah. How does it look like you're taking away from the mitzvah? Because when you light candle B from candle A, candle A sort of goes down for a little bit. Sort of loses some of its strength for a little bit. And therefore, it looks like you're weakening the mitzvah. My benayu, what's the difference between the two of them? Ike benayu, the Gemara says, the kamadlik misharga lisharga, where you're lighting from candle two from candle one. Man, the Amar Mishim Bizoy Mitzvah. The one who says that it's because of Bizoy Mitzvah, Mishargel Shargamad. Like I just said, you could light from candle two from candle one if you had a long wick. You can't pick it up and then put it down because you can't move. You can't put down a burning Chanukah candle. But what you could do is, if you had a long wick, you'd be able to borrow from number two to number one. And man, the Amar Mishim Echushim Mitzvah. The one who says it's because of the weakness, you're weakening the mitzvah. So then Mishargel Shargamad also from candle to candle would also be prohibited. Okay. Says the Gemara. Master Rav Avia. Rav Avia asks the Shaila. Maaser Sheni. It says by Maaser Sheni, if you have coins of a Maaser Sheni, in other words, the way they used to do Maaser Sheni back in the day was they used to take from their farm 10% of the crop. They had to go to Yerushalayim. Sometimes for a person who has a big field and let's say only tomatoes, so then he doesn't need that many tomatoes in Yerushalayim. As it was cartloads and cartloads of tomatoes. Even after he makes all his tomato muffins and tomato kugel and tomato soup, he still has hundreds. So what does he do? So he sells, he puts the kedusha of 10% of his crop onto coins, and then he takes those coins to Yerushalayim, and then he can buy whatever food he wants, guaranteed, not one tomato. So Maaser Sheni, so now you have a coin, you have hundreds of dollars of Maaser Sheni coins. So a guy has Maaser Sheni money, ain shoiklin kinegdan din rei zahav. Let's say you want to weigh things against them. Let's say you have, you know, in this bag there's 10,000 gold coins. So you put them on a scale, and now you want to weigh the other side, so you wait till they measure out. You're not allowed to do that. You cannot use your 10,000, you cannot use your Maaser Sheni stuff as a measurement to weigh other things against it. Ain shoiklin kinegdan din rei zahav. And va'afilu l'chala l'lav Maaser Sheni achar. Even if the only reason you want to get another 10,000 gold coins is to put next year's crop on it, doesn't matter. And so it's eventually going to be used for Maaser also. You're not allowed to go ahead and use your first Maaser money to weigh other things against it. So now, says the Gemara, E Amar Bishlama, if you want to say that Kipligi Rabu Shmuel Miner Lener, when, what's the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel by Ner Chanukah? It's only Aser from Ner to Ner. Sorry, Kipligi Rabu Shmuel. When does Rav and Shmuel argue? They argue specifically from candle one to candle two, like Rav Ada bar Ahava said. That's where they argue. But Avo Bekinsa, but where you take a shamish and you light it and then you light another one, everybody agrees that it would be Aser. Avo Bekinsa, even Shmuel, Asar Shmuel, Shmuel would also say it's Aser. So then this brisa of Maaser Sheni money will not be a refutation to Shmuel. Haloi have it to Yufta. This price will not be a refutation to Shmuel, because Shmuel was talking about where you lit from candle one to candle two with nothing in between. But Eli Amrit Bekinsa Nami Shari, but if you want to say that no, Rav and Shmuel are arguing like you said, where there's a shamish in the middle, so then how to have it tiyufta? So Shmuel says that it's mutter to take a candle, go to candle number one and light your shamish, and then light candle number two. If that's mutter, why isn't it mutter to go ahead and weigh Maaser Sheni money against other money eventually to make this second money, Maaser Sheni money? Why, what would be the difference? So the Gemara says, really, he argues about Shamash one to Shamash. Really, Shmuel says, he's talking about a case with the Shamash in the middle, and even there, Shmuel is Meikel. So why is he not, why can he not be Meikel in the case of the Maaser Sheni money? The answer is Amar Rava Gzeirah Shem Elo Yechav and Mishkel Yosef, because we are scared that there's not going to be exact amount of money when you weighed it out. Meaning you're going to have you're going to put that on the scale, and it's going to be in the new bag 10,002, and ten. It's going to be or whatever. There's going to be either not enough. Not 10,000, it's going to be, let's say, 9,000. You're supposed to have 10,000, and instead you're going to have 9,000. So you're not going to be able to use the v'kamapik, the hulachulin. And this way, you will go ahead, and, you know, the case that I'm explaining, which is that there's 10,000 coins, and you could just add on some more coins. I think, actually, what we're talking about is the coin itself, each coin by itself. So you're not going to be able to use this coin. This coin is not going to be able to be used for Maaser Sheni money. So we're scared that it's not going to be good money, and therefore we're going to And the kamapik lehulachulin, and therefore you'd have to use it for chulin, and therefore it's going to find out that you misused ma'isa shek money, and you never got to use it l'tayv. Okay. The Gemara asks another kasha. Ma'isa Rav Sheishes. Rav Sheishes asks the kasha. It says michutz leparoiches ha'edus. It says with regards to the lighting of the menorah. It's not this week, coming up soon, that Ya'aroich, halacha is, Aaron should set up that, Aaron should set up the menorah outside Mechutz Leparoiches Ha'edus. That it says Ha'edus. Famous Gemara. V'chila Oirehu Tzorech. Does Hashem require light in the Beis HaMikdash? Why on earth was there a menorah in the Beis HaMikdash? V'alei kol arboim shana shaholchu b'nei Yisrael b'midbar lo holchu elu lo oireh. The entire 40 years that Hashem was in, that Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, they didn't need lanterns. Hashem lit up the entire camp just magically. Obviously not real magic. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there. And Hashem doesn't need light. Taisa says, what are you talking about? Are you trying to bring a raya that Hashem doesn't need light because he provided light for the people in the base of in 40 years in the desert? Like, oh yeah, you're right, Hashem doesn't need light because he did it over there. It was like some sort of magic trick that he has. So Taisa says, it wasn't, does Hashem need light? Does Aaron need light? And the raya is, no, around Hashem, nobody needs, even humans don't need light. Humans don't need light when they're around Hashem. Haraya, the 40 years in the Midbar. There's also a thing that they didn't have to check the animals in the Midbar because there was so much light there, the animals were see-through. They were able to see whether or not they were a trefa just by standing next to them. Anyways, yeah, so that's Tosis' question on this line. But chila ayrahu tzarech. I like kolar b'ayim shana shalchu b'nei sovim mitzvah lechon ella ayrei. Ella edusi leboy oylam shashchina shayir b'Yisrael. Rather, the menorah is there as a proof, as edus, that to leboy oylam, to all those who come to the world, in other words, to humans, that shashchina shayir b'Yisrael, that the shchina is within Klal Yisrael. My edus, what's the proof? How does the fact that the menorah is there prove that the shchina is within Klal Yisrael? Amarav zu ner maravi. It comes from the ner maravi, the western candle. Shenoisun ba shemen kemidas han chavrei seha. That oil was given in similar amounts to all of the lamps. And umimena hayamazak. And from the western candle, that's where they would light the other candles from. Uba hayamisayim. And it was the last one that every day that the Kohen Gadol cleaned out. Okay, so in other words, it never ran out. This nes was the nes that was made that Hashem is within Klal Yisrael. There's raid over here also. Like, why is that the nes? And I mean, there was tons of nesim that went on in the Beis HaMikdash. But so it says the Gemara of Ahahacha came in the Kvi'i Neiris. Now over here, Frek the Gemara, the Neiris were stuck where they were. The Neiris were Kavua. And lo yisagid lo yimishkel v'ad luke. You're telling me that they lit it from the ner maravi. All the fire came from the ner maravi. What they used to do was they used to light the other ones, and then they used to put out the ner maravi, change it, and then relight the ner maravi. And the next day they would light again from the ner maravi. The ner maravi lasted the entire time. But what we see is that they lit the rest of the candles from ner maravi. Now, understandably, the only way you could do that is by taking a shamash, lighting the shamash, and then going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. How else are you supposed to light from the Ner Maravi? So this is says the Gemara, Kasha, this is the Kasha, Bein L'man D'Amar M'Shim B'Zuyi Mitzvah, Bein L'man D'Amar M'Shim Ha'Klushi Mitzvah. This is a Kasha whether or not you hold that it's permitted to Rav asked it from candle to candle, or Rav asked it from with the shamash in between. Bankach or bankach, it's fair. Again, we have a machlikas. Rav says it's us to light from candle to candle. Did he mean direct from candle to candle? Or did he mean even with a shamash? But bengach obengach over here, it definitely was only possible with a shamash. And therefore, how did they do it in the Beis HaMikdash? Says the Gemara, they had really, really long wicks. And therefore, here's your menorah. They had the seven candles. Here's the menorah. The Ner Maravi was the one that remained on the entire time. Then all the other wicks, let's say the Ner Mizrahi, had a very long wick. They attached it, and then they let it burn all the way by itself, all the way till the Ner Mizrahi. So the Gemara says, so if Soif Lamanda Armishim Ekhushi Mitzvah Kasha, I, according to the one who says that it's a Khushi Mitzvah, that it's usur even to light from candle to candle. So very nice that you had long wicks, but it was still that itself is usur, and the Gemara indeed finishes off Kasha. So the Gemara says, what's the Maisa the Psak Halacha with regards to this? My Haviala, what's Taka the Maisa? Amar Ravuna Breda Rav Yeshua Chazina, we see. I hadlaka is the mitzvah. If the hadlaka, the lighting is the mitzvah, if that's the it's ikar mitzvah, so then madlikin mi ner le ner. Then we allow you to light from one ner to the next ner. Because the actual hadlaka is the mitzvah, you're allowed to do a mitzvah with another mitzvah. However, if the placement of the candle is over there, the placement of the menorah is over there, that's the ikar mitzvah, and not the lighting, but rather having the placement of the candle there, so then the lighting itself is not the main part of the mitzvah, so then ein madlikin mener lener. Then you're not allowed to light from one ner to the next ner, since the actual act of lighting is not the main part of the mitzvah. Deibailu, because this was already a question that they had back then. Hadlak, and again, this is one of the main sugyas of Hanukkah. All these are Kavsa Zakakla and Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah. These are like, real sugyas. The Ibailuhu, Hadlaka Isa Mitzvah, Oy Hanukkah Isa Mitzvah. The reason why, truth is that if it wasn't about Hanukkah, then these sugyas would have not gotten the attention that they have in the yeshiva world. Because people need to say a Chabura every Hanukkah, and therefore they made tons of Torah. You could have done miles and miles of Torah on literally any daf and shas. But it happens to be that these ones, you're required to do 8 days a year. So, the hadlaka is a mitzvah, hanacha is a mitzvah. Does the hadlaka, does the lighting is the ikar mitzvah, or is the placement down the ikar part of the mitzvah? Says the Gemara, Tashema, the Gemara brings a proof. The Amar Rava Ayatafus Ner Chanukah Oimid. If somebody is holding a menorah and just standing there, like us, like Klum, he's not mekayim mitzvah at all. Shema Aminah must be a raya from here that the Hanukkah is a mitzvah, that the placement is the mitzvah, and you didn't place it. And the Gemara says no. Over there, that's not a proof, because there you're right, you didn't place it, but it's not the vort why you're not yotze. The reason why you're not yotze is a gzeira. Somebody sees you holding a menorah, they're gonna think you're holding a flashlight. They're not gonna see the mitzvah at all. Hazam Haroya Omer, the person who sees you is going to say, he's doing it for his own benefit. The Gemara tries again, Tashma da Amar Arava, Hedlika Bifnim, and Vahitziya Le Asa Klum. If you light a menorah inside and you take it outside, even if you set it down, you are not Yoitze. I Amar Bishlama Hadlaka Is Mitzvah. So if you say that the lighting is the Iker Mitzvah, so then I understand why. Because the lighting has to be done in the right place. And since you lit it inside where you're not yotze, so back then, so then you weren't mekayim the mitzvah at all. So Amar Bishlam, maybe you say that hadlaka is a mitzvah, hadlaka be mekayim bein, and you need the halakha to be in the right place. And mishumachi lo yasaklum, that's why you weren't yotze bichlal. Ella, but Amar hanocha is a mitzvah. But if you say the placement, having the menorah there, the placing the menorah there is the mitzvah. So who cares if you lit it inside? In the end of the day, you put it and you planted it in the right place. Amai le'asa v'leiklum. The Gemara answers, Hasam nami haroya. The Raya is going to say letzarcha hu da'adlaka. Over there also, if you bring it outside and you put it down there, people are going to say that it was done for your own good. And it's undone. You weren't doing it for the shame of mitzvah, and that's why you are not yotze. Toshim, the Gemara brings another proof to Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Levi. Ashoshis, if you have a lantern, which is which was lit the entire day, and apparently on Shabbos, So the Moitzoi Shabbos, when it comes to Moitzoi Shabbos, and you want to light the candle again, Mechaba, you should put it out. In other words, during the week, you would have put it out in the morning. But on Shabbos, when you can't put it out, so it kept going, you had this big lantern with unending fuel. So now comes Moitzoi Shabbos, it's still lit. You wouldn't have wasted all that fuel if it was during the week. That's why it's Dafka and Moitzoi Shabbos. But the fact that it's Moitzoi Shabbos is really irrelevant. It could have been during the week also, if you let it running. So Moitzoi Shabbos comes along, and now it's the next night of Hanukkah. Could you just leave it running? Says the Gemara, no. Mechaba, you put it out, do Madlika, and you relight it. So now, if you say that the Hadlaka, the lighting, is Oysa Mitzvah, does the Mitzvah, Shabbos makes sense. But if you say it's the placement, having a menorah there is the mitzvah, hi mechaba umadlika, I understand that you need a new ma'isa, but putting it out and relighting it is not going to be a new ma'isa. You should have to mechaba, you should have to put it out, you should have to pick it up, put it back down, and then light it. Because if the placement is the mitzvah, so you're right, yesterday's placement is not going to help for today. But yesterday's lighting is also. So I understand it's not enough to go ahead and put it out and relight it.
You talk about putting out a Hanukkah candle from the previous day. You can put out a Hanukkah candle?
Well, actually, yeah, the halacha is that even nowadays, the halacha is you're allowed to put out a Hanukkah candle. Let's say after the required half an hour time, assuming you don't want to be machmer for those shitas, let's say you need more, totally mutter to put it out.
For the mitzvah to put it out?
No, I mean, I hear the sentiment, and I myself... most of the time, I have these big cups, and it goes to at least 12. I hate putting it out. Occasionally, 12:31, I'll be like, all right, I'll just put them out. But otherwise, they smoke up the whole house. But l'maisa, I hate doing it. But I have the same sentiment. But l'maisa, l'alacha is that it's not a problem. So the Gemara says, "V'oid another proof." Let's look at the bracha. The bracha is lahadlik ner shel chanuka. Shmamina hadlaka is a mitzvah. Shmamina. We can prove from here that the hadlaka does the mitzvah. Says the Gemara, "V'hashad amrina hadlaka is a mitzvah." Now that we have proven from two different places that the ikar mitzvah is the lighting, so hadlika cheres shayt v'katan. If a cheres shayt v'katan does the hadlaka, even if somebody else did the hanacha, there's no mitzvah. Isha, a woman, could do the hadlaka, vadla madlika, she's allowed to. The Amar Bishu ben Levi, Nashim Chayavis ben Er Chanukah, She'av Hein Bo Isahanes, another famous sugya. Women are chayav because they were also Bo Isahanes. They were also part of the Nes, either through Yehudis or through, there was a gezerah from the Yevanim, that all besulais had to be, were raped by the Yevanim first, and therefore they were part of the Ikar miracle. I saw a vart. Somebody asked me that if you look in the Shulchan Aruch, it brings down. Maybe Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the name Yehudas. And I think Kitzah Shulchan Aruch does. I don't remember exactly. If you look it up inside, you'll see the var. And one of them says the name Yehudas, one of them doesn't. So why? Why does the person who doesn't hide the name? So if you look it up, the one who says the name just says a miracle happened through her. The one who doesn't say the name said what the miracle was. How she was taken to be raped by this, she was taken by this general, whatever his name is, with an aleph. And I remember like Hanukkah time, and she cut off his head with chulu. So could be the vart is that the one who mentioned the name of the one who mentioned the name didn't mention the story. So like, okay, a miracle happened with her. Nobody's scared of girls' names, but the one who mentioned the story that she was taken to be raped, and such type things you want to keep the name out of it. Not many people want, even though a miracle happened through her, not many people want to go ahead and have their name attached to, taken to be raped and things like that. What are you asking? Yeah.
So,
if what? I'm sorry?
For Shabbos.
For a Shabbos, why?
For Shabbos.
For Shabbos, yeah, why?
Because you say,
so you want to know if the question is the hadlaka or the hanacha, yeah? It sounds like the hadlaka is the mitzvah. You're right. Very good.